My name is Denise Alvarez. I get to serve as your host here, and I am so grateful you are joining me this week. Now, just in case we are new friends, I always do a very brief introduction, and then we're going to jump into the meat of our episode today, all right? So I hope you are ready for this because it is a good one. Now, as I said, my name is Denise, and through my business, Storm Lily Marketing, I get to help dream-chasing horse business owners like yourself to see clearly through the marketing overwhelm so that you can create a cohesive plan for your social media, your website, and your email marketing. And this strategy is going to help you turn your online audience into your customers. Now, the ways that I get to do that is through Take the Reins, my one-on-one coaching program, as well as through website design and website copywriting. And then, of course, here on the podcast. And truly, friend, my heart is to help you be out in the barn or out in the arena or behind the lens doing what it is you love to do in the equine industry. And so here on this podcast, you will get a mix of step-by-step strategies, essential how-tos, and entrepreneurial mindset shifts that will help you not only see what's possible for your horse business, but to guide you through that process so you can make it happen. And today I am doing that by sharing three specific questions that I want you to ask yourself that are going to propel you into the new year. So at the time of this recording, it happens to be the end of the year, but to be honest with you, these are questions that you could schedule in on a quarterly basis. In every quarter, you can ask these three questions. Because the idea is goal setting, I'm all here for it, and we will talk about that soon. Resolutions, future planning, all of those things can be so good. But before you start planning forward, it's so important that we take time to look back and learn from that. And yes, celebrate our wins. I want you to celebrate wins and see what has gone well. I also want you to, of course, do the I almost said like the essentials or the not so fun things, but I want you to, yes, be looking back at your financials, looking at your books, getting things in order. Those are all important parts of year end as well. But it's so important that you ask some key questions as you look back so that you can really make strategically informed decisions for the coming year as you set your goals. And so that's what this episode is all about. Now, you're going to hear me talk about an effective year-end review because certainly there are some things that you can do and questions that you can ask that really may not be effective for helping you to meet those goals that you have and those big dreams that you have in your heart for your equestrian business. So we're going to talk about what does effective really mean so that when we say an effective year-end review, we're on the same page. And then I'm going to share with you three questions for you to ask when you sit down to do your year-end review. Now, these simple yet powerful questions are going to help propel you into the new year so that you can move closer to those long-term goals and the vision that you have for your horse business. Now, I'm going to give you a quick pro tip before we dive in. It has been said that thoughts disentangle themselves, passing over the lips and through pencil tips. What does that mean? It means do not just listen to this episode. Don't just think of the answers in your head as you're listening. There are some things that you will not get real clarity around until you sit down and make yourself actually write it down. That's the pencil tips part, right? Say it out loud through the lips and then write it down. It is such an important part of this process. So I want to challenge you to grab a notebook and write down these three questions I'm going to share with you. Or if you say, Denise, I'm really a digital person, go right ahead, open up your notes app and dictate or type in these questions so that you have them. And then schedule at least 30 minutes to sit down and answer them before you dive into setting goals for your business. Now, some of you, this may be a part of your entire goal setting process and you're just going to build that in. But the key here is intentionality, okay? If we are going to meet our goals, it's going to take intentionality. So I realize you're saying, Denise, I have this, I have that, I have this calendar item and this calendar item. I absolutely get that. Every equestrian entrepreneur has that same problem, time, right? But the reality is, when we decide that we're going to set this time apart and it's going to be intentionally focused on reviewing our year end, then you're going to see results as you start moving into the coming year because you are managing your time rather than your time managing you. So let this be your first small step in that venture. Of course, if you're not at a place where you can write, but you want to listen, please know that I've got these questions for you on the show notes. So you can head to stormlily.com/128 for episode 128. And I will have those questions there for you at any time. So you can also head to the show notes for the highlight of this episode, any links mentioned, all the things, they will be there. All right, let's dive in. Here are your 3 year in questions that are going to propel you. Whether you are a one-woman or one-man show, or you lead a small team, or perhaps you lead a larger team of employees or freelancers, there are 3 questions that I believe we should all be answering and asking for an effective year-end review. Okay, now, before I give you these 3 questions, I would like to first define effective, because honestly, that's kind of a subjective word, and it's not the same for everybody. So let's get on the same page. When I talk about an effective year-end review, it is a review that helps you to keep your eye on the prize. I want your why, I want your vision, those things to be front and center as you evaluate the year. Also, an effective year-end review is going to give you key areas for improvement in your business. As a business owner, I know that you are about continuous improvement, right? Continual change. And then an effective year-end review is going to propel you into the coming year. What's next? All right. So those are the things that make it effective. And so that was my evaluation keys as I was looking at these 3 questions I put together for you. All right, so grab your notebook, grab your pen, grab your notes app. I want you to get these questions. Now, of course, if you head to stormlily.com/102 for episode 102, you will find these questions there on the show notes as well. Okay, but if you want to take notes while you're listening, go for it. Grab your pen and paper. Okay. Question number 1, what worked well this year? It is so important for you to look at how you are getting new leads in your business. What has worked well for getting new clients in the door? New leads, as well as converting those leads into actual paying clients. I want you to look back at your processes. I was telling you about automating some of my processes. Look at your process. How are you onboarding new clients? How are you finishing when they are complete with their services? Or perhaps if they are a monthly payment, or you have a lesson program, or someone is paying on a monthly basis, what's your process for getting them signed up? What's your process for getting them a receipt and confirming their payment, confirming their schedule changes, right? All of those things have to do with your processes. Similarly, look at your client communications. How are you communicating with your clients? Is that working well? Or what is working well in that way? When it comes to invoicing, what's working well in that area? Or perhaps it is bookkeeping that you need to look at. What about your social media? What has worked well this year when you look at social media? Now, of course, social media has changed and will continue to change so much on a monthly basis, right? The way we were using social media in January of 2022 is very different than how we're using it to publish content in 2023. The medium is changing. So the way that you are posting, the content that you're posting, take a look at that. Is it working? What's worked well? Are people really enjoying your live videos? Are your stories getting a lot of traction? Okay. And then I want you to think about what's working well when it comes to your online freebies, your lead magnets, right? Are you getting people onto your email list? Are you building that email list regularly and intentionally? And what's working well to do that? And then think about your team members. If you do have a team, Or, okay, if you're saying, Denise, it's just me, do you have people that you work with, that you contract with, that help you perhaps with your marketing or other areas of your business? Is that working well? Or are there any areas that you can improve? Which is what brings me to question number two. What did not work well this year? Okay, I want you to think back all the way to the beginning of the year and think about the time that you have spent. Is it the way that you want to spend it? Meaning, time is such an important commodity, especially as a business owner. So are there things that you are doing that somebody else could do for you? Maybe how you're managing your time did not work well this year because you were stressed and overwhelmed and you need to outsource some things. Or maybe you just need to automate some things, like I was saying that I did, right? Are there any issues that came up during this year that you have been putting off addressing? Are there perhaps clients and customers that are not working out that you maybe need to have some difficult conversations with and figure out in the coming year if you're still a good fit for each other? And then again, talking about team members. What is your hiring process like, whether it's freelancers and contractors or employees? Are you getting the right people in the door? Is that part of your business working well? And then again, looking at your marketing, when you think about email marketing, are you taking advantage of your email list? Is that working well? Maybe you're building an email list, but you haven't actually started to email them anything. Maybe that's not working so well. What about your social media strategy? What about your website? Look at those things and identify if there are elements within that that are not working well. So for example, when you look at social media, if you say, I've been posting about a certain topic and every time I post, I can't get any traction. Okay, either the topic isn't working well, the way you're writing the post is not working well, you don't have the right people following you, or your page isn't that active, you're not engaging with others. There are lots of different elements, but right now I just want you to look at what's not working well and make that list, okay? All right, question number three is, what changes will I make as a result of questions number one and number two in order to keep me moving toward my goals? That second part of that question, friend, is so very important. It can be so easy in business to just go, 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 and not go back and evaluate, okay, what are the goals that I set at the beginning of this year for my business? And then evaluate if the things that you said worked well actually worked well to get you closer to those goals. Okay. And then maybe you need to double down on those things if they are working, or you're saying, you know what, I thought this worked really well, but then when I look at it and I remind myself of the bigger vision I have for my business, it's actually taking me away from doing what I really want to do. So I want you to look at your list and keep in mind your goals and the vision that you have for your business, because otherwise it is so easy to create busy work, right? And not actually do things that are getting you closer to what you want to do. Now, of course, your goals and your vision, honestly, that may evolve over time, but just continue to move forward to what you have in your mind and in your heart right now. Okay. So again, is there anything that you should double down on that's on your what's working list, right? If things that you've listed that's working well, what can you double down on? And then what's on your list of things that did not work well that you can potentially honestly quit doing because it will free you up to do things that are working well and double down on that? Or do you need to find a better solution for those things that will help you to get closer to your goals? And then I want you to consider the list that is saying didn't work well. I want you to look and see if there are things on there that perhaps didn't work well because you really didn't put the energy into it, because you couldn't, or it just wasn't a priority this year. So perhaps it wasn't a priority. So it's not that it didn't work well. It's just that it's not working as well as it could. Is that something you need to evolve in? So for example, let's look at Facebook ads in my business. This year, 2022, when I'm recording this, I would say it would be easy for me to say, all right, Facebook ads just didn't work really well. I don't feel like I got my return on investment when I was doing them. But at the same time, I can honestly say, in large part, that's probably because I didn't have the time or make the time and the energy necessary to make my investments, or I'm sorry, my ads an investment strategy, meaning rather than looking for the quick win and just throwing some money behind it when I was in a promotion period, I didn't really have a long-term strategy when it came to my ads. So it's no wonder that I'm feeling like they didn't work. So I can really say, okay, that didn't work well, but it's because I didn't really have a strategy behind it. However, I know that organically connecting with my ideal audience, my potential clients on social media and through direct messages, I did get a lot out of that. I did get a return, but I also put more energy and time into that. Okay. So when you look at that list, keep that in mind and don't just toss something off and say, I'm not going to do that anymore because it didn't work. For example, with emails, a lot of times people will say, well, my emails didn't work, so I'm just not even going to put the effort into it. Well, then when I dive deeper, they only emailed their list every couple of months and only when they were trying to sell something. Well, if you've been on the podcast very long, you know that I am really big on relationship building and using your email newsletter as a place to serve and sell. So if you're only selling, you're not serving, then it's probably not going to work as well as it could. Okay. All right. So I want you to look back at your list and ask yourself, what changes will I make as a result of questions 1 and 2 that will keep me moving toward my goals? Now, the key here is to literally write out what you're going to do. Make the commitment of the changes that you're going to make, okay? Now, this is where coaching can honestly be so valuable because it has built-in accountability. That's why I've loved having my business coach that I shared with you, because I have that built-in accountability. When I am meeting with her, I've said I'm going to have these certain things done. That's been my commitment. And of course, it would be wonderful if I could just always keep that commitment to myself, but I oftentimes will put commitments to clients before commitments to myself. And so having that commitment to somebody else has been so very helpful. So I know that moving into 2023, that's definitely something I will continue to invest in for my own business. And so let me just encourage you all, if you have heard me talk about coaching here on the podcast, and as you move into 2023 and you're thinking, okay, I've got this list, but I really would love somebody to hold me accountable. I would love somebody to really help me to create this customized marketing plan so that I have a strategy for social media, so that I have a website that's working well for me, so that I know what to do with emails and I know what to say. I know what my messaging should be. That, my friend, is where the one-on-one coaching really comes into play. So if that's something that interests you, I do have openings starting in the new year, and I would love to visit with you about your equine business and if we would be a fit for one another. So please feel free to reach out. You can email me, denise@stormlily.com, or you can head to the show notes at stormlily.com/128 for episode 128, and you will find all the things right there as well. All right. I cannot wait to bring you more new podcast episodes in the coming year. And I can't wait to see what you're going to do, because I know that if you apply what you learn here on the podcast, if you apply what you learn from your year-end review, there is really going to be no stopping you in the coming year. And I can't wait to be a part of your journey. Now, if there is somebody that you think should listen to this episode, please do share it with them. And please feel free to leave a review. Whoop, I didn't get that out there very well, did I? Please feel free to leave a review, because that actually does tell Apple Podcasts and the other players that this podcast is helping people like you, so that they will share it with more horse business owners. I sure appreciate you joining me here, and I look forward to bringing you even more practical, helpful, strategic episodes here on the How to Market Your Horse Business podcast in the coming year. I pray blessings over your business, and I look forward to connecting with you on social. Definitely find me there at Storm Lily Marketing on Instagram and Facebook. And now it's time for you to take that notebook and pen or tablet or phone and get to answering these questions so you can review your year and get ready to make some more progress in the coming year. Have an amazing day.